AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It was a rough day for anyone following the stock market. Worries about inflation led to big losses. The Dow Jones Industrials lost close to 1,300 points. The AP's Josh Boak reports prices are still too high.
Housing prices, which are known as shelter costs in the report, are up 6.2% from a year ago. Housing represents 41% of all consumer expenditures. If you want to bring inflation back down to that historic level of 2%, it's almost impossible to do so if housing costs are this high.
At the White House, President Biden touted his inflation reduction bill.
This bill cut costs for families, help reduce inflation at the kitchen table, because that's what they look at. How much are their monthly bills and how much do they have to pay out for their necessities?
The law's impact on inflation is expected to be modest at best. The president made a surprise visit home to Delaware to vote in the state primary. Cleanup has started in California. Heavy rain has set off mudslides. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
That's the sound of water channeling its way through a thick layer of mud in Oakland, California. The mud doesn't make a lot of noise. Nearly 2 inches of rain fell on Yucaipa Ridge, unleashing mudslides in an area scorched by wildfire 2 years ago, sending boulders across roads and carrying away cars, leaving them mired in that mud. About 2,000 homes in the San Bernardino Mountains are under evacuation orders. Damage assessment teams are evaluating road conditions and infrastructure while heavy machines try to move all that mud. I'm Ben Thomas.
A police bomb squad sealed off part of the campus of Northeastern University in Boston to examine a pair of suspicious packages. There are unconfirmed reports of an explosion and minor injuries. Ken Starr has died. He was a former federal judge, and his investigation of Bill Clinton led to the president's impeachment. This is AP News. The State Department says Russia is spending big money to get foreign influence.
According to a newly released State Department cable, Russia has covertly spent more than $300 million since 2014 to try to influence politicians and other officials in more than two dozen countries. The cable, signed by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, cites a new intelligence assessment of Russia's global efforts to support policies and parties sympathetic to Moscow. The cable does not name specific Russian targets, but says the U.S. is providing classified information to select individual countries. It's the latest effort by the Biden administration to declassify intelligence about Moscow's military and political aims, dating back to ultimately correct assessments that Russia would launch a new war against Ukraine. Norman Hall, Washington.
Classes will start tomorrow in Seattle following a week-long teacher strike that delayed the start of the new school year. A deal in Seattle was reached yesterday. Ed Donahue, AP News.